Chapter 6, A Motive for Service.
Recently, in the night season, I was awakened from sleep and given a view of the sufferings of Christ for men. His sacrifice, the mockery and derision he received at the hands of wicked men, his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, his betrayal and crucifixion, all were vividly portrayed before me. I saw Christ in the midst of a large company of people. He was seeking to impress their minds with his teachings, but he was despised and rejected by them. Men were heaping upon him abuse and shame. My distress was very great as I looked upon the scene. I pleaded with God, "What is to be done with this congregation? Will none give up their exalted opinions of self and seek the Lord as little children? Will none break their hearts before God in repentance and confession?" There was presented to me Christ's agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the mysterious cup trembled in the Redeemer's hand. "Father, if it be possible," he prayed, "let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Read Matthew 26, verse 39. As he pleaded with the Father, great drops of blood fell from his face to the ground. The elements of darkness were gathered about the Savior to discourage his soul. Rising from the ground, Christ went to the place where he had left his disciples, bidding them watch and pray with him, lest they be overcome with temptation. He would see if they understood his agony. He needed their human sympathy, but he found them sleeping. Three times he went thus to them, and each time they were asleep. Three times the Savior prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." It was here that the destiny of a lost world trembled in the balance. Should he refuse to drink the cup, the result would be eternal ruin to the human race. But an angel from heaven strengthened the Son of God to accept the cup and drink its bitter woe. How few there are who realize that all this was borne for them individually. How few who say, "It was for me, that I might form a character for the future immortal life." As these things were presented to me so vividly, I thought, "I shall never be able to present this subject before the people as it is, and I have given you only a faint representation of what was shown me. As I have thought of that cup trembling in the hands of Christ, as I have realized that he might have refused to drink and left the world to perish in its sin, I have pledged that with every energy of my life, it should be devoted to the work of winning souls to him." Christ came to the earth to suffer and die, that through the exercise of faith in him and the appropriation of his merits, we might become laborers together with God. It was the Savior's purpose that after he ascended to heaven to become man's intercessor, his followers should carry on the work that he had begun. Shall the human agent show no special interest in giving the light of the gospel message to those who sit in darkness? There are some who are willing to go to the ends of the earth in order to carry the light of truth to men, but God demands that every soul who knows the truth shall seek to win others for the love of the truth. If we are not willing to make special sacrifices in order to save souls that are ready to perish, how can we be counted worthy to enter into the city of God? There is an individual work to be done for each one of us. I know there are many who are placing themselves in the right relation to Christ, whose one thought is to bring the message of present truth before the people of the world. They stand continually ready to offer their services. But my heart aches when I see so many who are satisfied with a cheap experience, an experience that costs them but little. Their lives say that for them, Christ has died in vain. If you do not feel that it is an honor to be a partaker of the sufferings of Christ, if you feel no burden of soul for those who are ready to perish, if you are unwilling to sacrifice that you may save means for the work that is to be done, there will be no room for you in the kingdom of God. We need to be partakers with Christ of his sufferings and self-denial at every step. We need to have the Spirit of God resting upon us, leading us to constant self-sacrifice.